Shalom. Welcome to The Voice of One Witness. I'm Billy Brim. This is my daughter, Shelley.
Shalom, Mother. Shalom, you listening.
Oh, yes.
We so appreciate it.
And we mean shalom. Shalom in its meaning is, you know, Jesus on the streets, they greeted each other with shalom. When David went to his brothers, he asked about their shalom. It's a biblical greeting, and it means, it comes from the root word shalim, which means whole, and it's the peace that comes because you're whole. So I love to say shalom
Me
to
too.
People because I'm saying to them, may you have the peace that comes because you're whole. Nothing broken, all whole.
Not even your little toenail.
No, no. And you've got all your money and you've got all your health and
peace.
Wealth and peace. So praise the Lord. Shalom, everybody.
Yes, shalom.
We're talking this week about signs of the times and watching them. Now, one of the things that you have to know is, what we're watching for is the Word of God. We take the Word of God in one hand, and then we know it, and then we look and see the fulfillment.
Yes.
Now, in Acts chapter 3, Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost. This is when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit came. And he's preaching to ye men of Israel. That's who this is addressed to in verse 12. This is his sermon that he preached, Acts chapter 3. We're going to read verses 19 through 21, Shelley.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
All right, now, Jesus, heaven will keep him until the times of restitution of all things.
Mm-hmm. Until the
restoration,
time.
Mm-hmm. Which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So if you don't look at those prophets, how are you going to know?
You're at a disadvantage.
You have to look at the Old Testament prophets.
You must.
To know when Jesus is coming. Now, Shelley, I'm going to ask you to read that in the Amplified Classic, please.
And that he may send to you the Christ, the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for the complete restoration of all that God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets for ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man.
All right. Now, again, to whom is Peter preaching?
He's speaking
to the men of Israel.
To the men of Israel.
He's speaking to the men of Israel. He's speaking to the Jews. And he says, God sent the Messiah. He's coming back. And he's going to be there. He won't come back until, now, of course, he's talking to Jews. And they know what he's talking about, the Propheticos.
Exactly.
The Propheticos are the Old Testament prophets. And so he knows that Yeshua will not come again until everything those Old Testament prophets spoke. God spoke, it says. God spoke. By the mouth of all his holy prophets. So the restoration of Israel is key for watching the signs of the times. When asked by his disciples for the sign of his parousia and of the end of the age, Matthew 24, let's look at that, Shelley. We might as well just back it up here with the very word of God itself.
So if you hear over the microphone these heavenly pages turning.
It's a good sound, pages turning.
It is a good sound.
So here's these chapters were spoken at the same time. Jesus and his apostles were in Jerusalem. His actually disciples, they're not apostles quite yet. They haven't been sent out. But Jesus is there with them, and they've looked at this. It's actually the second temple refurbished. About 36 years, I think it was 36 years at the time, Herod had been refurbishing the second temple, which had fallen into, it wasn't very beautiful from the beginning. And so he's beautifying it, and he's put it up on an artificial platform. When you go there today and you look at some of those Herodian stones in the wall, people are just shocked at how could they possibly handle those great big stones.
They're as big as
I don't
homes.
Even I don't even see one of them is as long as a tank. I mean, yeah, as an Israeli tank. Mm-hmm. So Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. They're just amazed. And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." So they're shocked. And then, this really tells us something in verse 3. "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately with some questions. Number one, tell us, when shall these things be? When shall these stones fall down, the temple? And what shall be the sign of your coming, your parousia?" They know about the kingdom. God promised them the kingdom ever since the days of David. Look at Psalm 89. Mm-hmm. So they'll be looking for the kingdom. "And what shall be the sign of the end of the age?" Now, they're talking about the Jewish age. They don't have any idea about the church. They never heard tell of such a thing as the church. They're talking about the Jewish age. And with that Jewish age, folks, now, we don't have time to go into this in great detail, but we will. We do go into it in 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. God told Daniel he will deal with those people 70 weeks. Mm-hmm. Messiah would be cut off at the end of 69 weeks.
Yes.
And then there's another week left, mm-hmm. and that is the week of what we call the tribulation period.
Yes.
So, praise the Lord. Now, we're going back over into Luke 21, they've asked him three questions. You know, when are these things going to be? When is this wall going to be torn? This temple going to fall? Number two, when are you going to come up and set up your kingdom? And number three, what will be the sign of the end of the age? And so we go back over to the 21st chapter of Luke. It is the same time, and he is saying unto them, that's when he gives this scripture in verse 29, what is the sign? And he says, "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand," his earthly kingdom that he's going to set up. "This generation shall not pass away." Now, Shelley, I made a chart. We can't see this chart, but it's called, I entitled it, God's Dealings with Israel. And I put down seven steps in God's dealing with Israel throughout the Bible. God is doing one of these things with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so the steps are, number one,
the choosing or the call.
The choosing and the call.
Okay.
Now that is in Genesis
chapter 12.
Mm-hmm. Number two,
the blessing.
That's in Genesis 12.
I will bless you.
Number three,
the bringing into the promised land.
Bringing them into the land. We see that, of course, in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Then when they he wanted to bless them in that land, and he placed them in a central place.
Yes, he did.
It was the land bridge between three continents, between Europe, between Asia, and Africa. And through that land bridge, it was the easy passage for caravans, the easy passage for armies. They were supposed to go through and see a people, Deuteronomy 28. They were supposed to see a people that worshiped one God who were blessed. And all
yes.
those blessings of Deuteronomy 28,
yes.
through the first 14 verses, every one of them are something you can see. Because the armies that are coming through, the people that worship many, many gods, They're not spiritual. They
no.
can't see spiritual blessings. So God gave them physical blessings.
Yes.
And those are physical blessings, prosperity, and the
oh, yeah.
children,
blessed
and their crops,
in the fruit of your
blessed
body,
going out, blessed coming in,
basket.
Blessed in the basket, all
yeah.
of that. Those, and it says, and the nations shall see.
Yes, verse 10.
Yeah, it says, the nations shall see. So that is the third step on my seven-step chart.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the choosing and the call. Number two, the blessing. Number three, the bringing into the promised land. He did it.
Yes, he did it.
And then number four,
Number four.
The scattering.
Four. Yes.
Because if you don't obey God, according to Deuteronomy 28, then you're going to be scattered to all the four corners of the earth.
By the way, that's for those taking notes, that's verse 63 of Deuteronomy 28.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. If you don't obey me, then I'm going to scatter you.
So the Lord, yeah, he will
pluck
you.
That's verse 4. That is the step 4, the scattering.
And you'll be scattered.
Now, every place he mentions the scattering, Shelley.
There is.
Da, he da, 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 mentions da. The ingathering.
Yes.
The return. Then after the return, number 6, the restoration. And then number 7, the redemption.
So where are we?
So here we are. I'm going to read the 7 again. These are God's dealings with Israel. He's going to be dealing with them in one of these ways anytime a man is on the earth. So you determine where you are, like Shelley said. So here are the 7 steps. Number 1, the choosing and the call. Number 2, the blessing. Number 3, the bringing into the promised land. Number 4, the scattering. Number 5, the end gathering, the return. Number 6, the restoration of Israel. And we're seeing that.
Oh, yes.
And number 7, the redemption, when they recognize their Messiah, and that is going to be in Zechariah chapter 12. And chapter 14. 12 right. And 14. So we're at the time of the end gathering,
yes,
and the restoration,
yes,
and very nearing to the redemption.
Yes.
God's dealings with Israel. Now, what did Peter say? He said that the Messiah is going to come again, but it will be until he will not come. Heaven has to keep him.
Yes.
Until the time of the complete restoration. That's mm-hmm. one of the steps of God with Israel. Mm-hmm. Of all that God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets. Bless the Lord. Praise God,
you
hallelujah.
Know, I just think about Peter. I read one time in a speech book on how to be effective, and it was called Know Your Audience.
Mm-hmm.
Peter knew his audience. These were
yeah.
Jews who knew the
they
prophets.
Knew the prophets.
They knew the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wouldn't have given this speech to the church at Corinth. They had mm-hmm. idols as their background.
Mm-hmm.
But here were a gathering of Jews
total
on a feast.
Total Jews. Nobody else there.
Right. Feast of Pentecost or Sukkot. Mm-hmm. Or Shavuot. So anyway, so he referred to the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
And so we're going to take that up again. What did the prophets say?
Mm-hmm.
So, shalom.
This is just a small taste of what 3BI is. Every student we have agrees it is so much fun. Grab your phone or your computer and let me help you enroll today. Start by going to www.billybrim.org. Click on 3BI Institute. Learn more. Pick a course. Rightly dividing the word is a prerequisite for most of the courses, so it's a great start. Hermeneutics simplified for your enjoyment. Upon purchasing, you will be prompted to choose what type of student you would like to be. If you aren't interested in the degree path, select Standard Student. If you are interested in seeking an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees in biblical studies, choose College Credit Student for a small additional fee. View your cart and proceed with payment. You will be given an access code to take the class. Each student will receive a downloadable, interactive student notebook that is a first-class textbook. You will reference it in your studies long after your time at 3BI is over. Start your classes at any time and proceed at your own pace. Once all sessions are complete, you will need to complete and satisfactorily pass the course quiz to gain class credit. And just like that, you're on your way. You can also give 3BI as a gift. What a life-changing, affordable investment in someone's life. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next week, shalom, shalom.